maybe we should start with this term introvert and explain what that really is. It doesn't necessarily mean that you don't like people or being around people.
No. So the way it loosely is defined is how you get energy. Extroverts are those folks that, you know, for example, going into a room of 50 strangers and getting the opportunity to meet them, their battery level is just shooting through the roof. They're so excited. They're chomping at the bit to get in there. An introvert, on the other hand, would absolutely have their battery level just drop like a rock. So it's all about where you get energy. Do you get energy when you're interacting with big groups of people or in more smaller groups or by yourself?
Well, let's look at this idea of introverts taking leadership roles. What are the strengths that a quiet or a shy or simply less outgoing person might have in stepping up and taking a leadership role?
Often what introverts are particularly gifted at is forming deeper, intimate relationships. Not always, not all the time, but when they get with another person, they dig in deep. The second strength that introverts have is they're better at listening because their natural stance is to sit back and let others talk. So whether you're leading a group of three people over a shift or you're leading a church or a school or an organization, it allows you to first listen before you start to talk and act. In reading biographies of different presidents over the years, and politics aside, Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton were both two-term presidents and both very successful and very popular presidents. Bill Clinton goes into a room. He's your classic extrovert, meets all 50 people, and those people that meet him say for that 3 seconds, they felt like they were the most important person in the world. And then he'd meet all 50 people. Ronald Reagan, exact opposite, hated that. He would connect with one person, latch onto them, and then dig in deep all night long. Much more of a classic introvert. And yet, both very successful.
Now, obviously, there would be some challenges, too. Talk a little bit about what those challenges are.
This idea that being an introvert's a bad thing. We often see introverts try and change themselves into be extroverts or pretend they're an extrovert or not acknowledge that they're an introvert. Don't do that. You come right out and say, you know, I'm a shy person by nature, so some things are uncomfortable for me. That's going to help people really get a better understanding of who you are. The second challenge with introverts, and it's a big one, they tend to not be very good at getting their voice heard. They just spend all their time listening, quiet, absorbing information. So what I would counsel introverts to do is let people know you're an introvert and make sure you're getting your voice heard. We've all heard stories or been in meetings where there's that one person who doesn't talk much, but when they do make that one comment, everyone stops to listen. It's really powerful. And that's one of the opportunities that introverts have. They can be that person.
Brandon Smith talks with me most weeks about our work and careers. Thanks for joining me again.
Joshua, I look forward to next week.